Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon, and God bless you, listeners. That was Morette Brown Clark. That was a new one, I See Good. And not only do I see good, but I see God, because God is able. God is faithful. God is good all the time, and all the time is God is good. He's a good God, even on a bad day. And so we give a good God glory, honor, and praise, for he's worthy to be praised. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. God bless you. God bless you. This is Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, sharing with you the gospel, the good news, the glad tidings of Jesus Christ. Certainly, we want you to know that we do not own the rights to any of the music today, but we pray that it is a blessing to you. Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. Our number in studio, 619-924-0800, and let them know the Global Gospel is on the air. In addition to being on Blog Talk Radio, we are also syndicated. You can't listen live, but we are syndicated on Apple iTunes, on Spotify, and Google Play. We want you to connect with Global Gospel on social media. You can connect with Global Gospel on Facebook. You can connect with Global Gospel on Twitter. You can connect with Global Gospel on Tumblr. You can connect with Global Gospel on Instagram. If you go to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, or our Tumblr page, there is a direct link to each and every episode. And certainly we will be delighted to have you send us a friend request. And certainly we will be delighted if you share with us, and so that we can share with you. So again, please connect to Global Gospel. Certainly, we want to shout out our sponsors on today. We want to shout out MPT Enterprise. We want to shout out Melanated Beards. We want to shout out Third Lounge. We want to shout out Grandma Etta's Quilting. We want to shout out the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services. And certainly, we encourage you to reach out to our sponsors. Perhaps there is a need in your life, and certainly they will be able to meet that need for you by the grace of God. Again, we thank you for sharing with us on today. Certainly, we want you to know that if you can want to connect with Global Gospel, you can write us at P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. Our email address is globalgospel17@gmail.com. Certainly, we are looking to hear from you. Perhaps you are an author, a musician, a playwright, a poet, a community activist, a community leader, an entrepreneur. If you're doing something great and if you're doing something positive, certainly if you're kingdom-minded, if you're heavenly-minded, if you're community-minded, if you're family-orientated, if you're a friend of mankind, certainly the world needs to hear from you. And certainly we are looking to hear from you. So please connect with us when you can. And if you can, certainly we want to shout out our listeners that are listening in. We know that you're listening in from around the world. Certainly shout out to New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Georgia, Washington, D.C., California, Illinois, Michigan, to those that are in Canada, to Mexico, Jamaica, West Indies, Suriname, Brazil, Uruguay, Argentina, those that are in Sweden, the United Kingdom, the Netherlands, Germany, Switzerland, Italy, Hungary, France, Spain, Portugal, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Ethiopia, Kenya, Uganda, South Africa, Republic of the Congo, Nigeria, Ivory Coast, Australia, the Philippines, Taiwan, South Korea, and Japan. Certainly, we thank God for you, our listening audience, and we pray that something is said each and every week and episode to encourage you or to inspire you, to uplift you, to help you along the way. Our theme scripture, for those of you that have tuned in for the first time, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3, the NIV, New International version reads on this wise: "And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this world has the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers, so they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the God of the glory of God in the face of Christ." And so today we came to let you know that the gospel, it heals, it delivers, it saves, it sets free, it encourages, it uplifts. The gospel is comprehensive. If you're down and out, if you're oppressed, if you're suicidal, if you're bound, if you're homeless, if you're unemployed, certainly if you have no family, no friends or neighbors, certainly the gospel will meet you just where you are. It'll meet every need in your life. And certainly there is nothing too hard for God. Certainly you can ask him on the hard thing today. And certainly God can do all things but fail. He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can ask or think, according to his power, certainly that works within us. And certainly we stand with power today to declare that Jesus saves, that Jesus heals, he delivers, that there is none like him. You can search all over and find that there is no God like our God. He's absolutely awesome, working wonders all the time. There is no God like our God. And so we encourage you to be encouraged on today. We encourage you to stay tuned today, knowing that certainly the word of God will not return void. It will accomplish that which it was sent out to do. And so we're going to a break, but when we come back from the break, certainly we will share more with you from the word of God. My worship, Phil Thompson. Stay tuned. will not be silent. I will always worship you. As long as I am breathing, I will always worship him. Certainly, I do not want the rocks to cry in my place. And certainly, we know that this is the hour for the true worshipers. And we know that they that worship the Father must worship him in spirit and in truth. Certainly, we are back. And certainly, we thank God for that worship moment that we are able to share with just us and the Father. And certainly today we do have a particular passage of scripture that we do want to share with you, our audience, as pertains to life, as pertains to the Word of God, as pertaining to application of the word in our lives. And certainly it's one thing to read the word, another thing to apply the word. And so many times we read the word, but we don't apply it. And certainly application is everything. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the whole armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm, then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is of the Word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying all the saints. Pray, I'm going to read another verse. Pray also for me that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. God is on our side. Stay tuned.
We live in troubled times.
Father, we thank you for your word is truth. Sanctify thy word, for thy word is truth. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you, O God. Touch someone, heal someone, deliver someone, save someone, set free someone, encourage somebody. Today, help them to go on, help them to run on, help them to fight on, help them to be who you want them to be. Through the power of your word, change lives. We bind the enemy on every hand that came to steal, kill, and destroy. God, we loose your power, your authority, your conviction in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you. Amen. Armed and dangerous. Armed and dangerous for a topic today briefly. And certainly as we look at the news, as we look towards the Middle East, as we look to our neighbors to the left and to the right, as we look into our hearts and look into our homes, certainly we know that all around us and within us and about us and across seas and overseas and over the airways, certainly that people are armed and dangerous. And certainly I was someone was sharing with me a story, two neighbors that got into it on just last week. And certainly one neighbor shot two neighbors, and then they turned around and were killed by the police. They charged towards the police, and certainly it was just a catastrophe. The victim and the victimizers are all dead today, and certainly no good came out of that. And I'm sure no matter who you are, where you are, you've heard a story or you've experienced some type of grief. It is no secret that in this season, in this day, in this hour, this period of time, this dispensation, much stress has come upon us as we head swiftly into the holiday season. And so many now are declaring that their depression has already started, that their heartache and headache and heartbreak has already started, that the tears have begun to flow, that they're overwhelmed, that they're emotional, that someone's already stated that their Christmas is not what it's going to be, what they want it to be. And certainly if you're not rooted and grounded in your faith and in the word of God, you too will fall by the wayside. But I hear David saying, I had fainted, one of my favorite scriptures, unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. David was king. David was an anointed psalmist and musician, but at some point he felt a little fainted heart. And then I like what Jeremiah said. He said, "Oh, that my head were waters and mine eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people." Because we know that Jeremiah was also the author of Lamentations, and he was experienced great lament and great sorrow and great hurt and great pain. He was God's mouthpiece, and so he himself could not hold back the tears. Sometimes it gets so heavy, things get so hurtful and harmful and weigh you down, you cannot hold back the tears. And so I know I'm talking to somebody today that you've been through something, or you've gone through something, or you've had a bad diagnosis, or you had to go to court, or you got pulled over by the cops, or perhaps you've been handcuffed or arrested or stranded or suicidal. You've been broke, busted, disgusted. You've been in an emergency room. You've had emergency surgery. As we look today, we see so many celebrities and big names within the kingdom and without the kingdom that are in hospice, and many have a lot. Well, we know that God is still God even in hospice, that the doctors might write you off, but certainly God is still good. And certainly we've known people to outlive hospice. I've known people to be put in hospice and they have to come off hospice because they live much longer, and the doctor has given many up. And certainly they too have lived. But we thank God that God has the final say. But if you're listening today and if you woke up this morning, I would just tell you to tell God thank you. Thank you for another day. Thank you for another opportunity. Thank you for new mercies, because it is because of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. His compassion fails not. Great is his mercy towards us. Great is his loving kindness towards us. And certainly we cannot thank God enough for all that he's done in this day when the enemy is running rampant. The enemy is running loose. He's seeking whom he may devour. And certainly as I started out talking about in the Middle East, one day it's in the Middle East, the next day it's in the United States, it's in California, it's in New York, it's in Russia, it's in China, it's in the Ukraine, it's in South Africa, it's in France, it's in Belgium, it's in the West Indies, it's in South America. Trouble is everywhere, and certainly the news keeps changing every day, but God remains constant. Be reminded in our assessment of what's going on in the world, in our looking at the good and the evil and the wrongs and the wars and the ills of society, that God is still on our side. And certainly we give God praise continually. I recognize today that we are in a fight because many are armed and dangerous. Perhaps this is the fight of your life, but because the world wants to discredit God, it's why so much evil is going on. If you want to know what the problem is, the old saints, the seasoned people, many of them have passed on, but they let us know that whatever's going on in the world, they let us know in testimony service before you can get to the preacher that sin is the blame for it all. And so Paul, in this particular passage of scripture, lets us know some vital information. He lets us know about a complete suit of armor. He lets us know that, listen, it's a war going on, and certainly there's a battle going on, but we have to suit up. Don't leave anything off. Don't leave anything out, because the devil is strategic and precise, and certainly we have to be able to stand against his wiles or his schemes or his tactics, because this war is not about who you see or what you see. There is an invisible force out there. This is a spiritual thing. There are two ways that I believe the Lord wants us to, according to scripture and revelation of the Spirit. First of all, we have to understand battle techniques. And certainly one of the reasons that soldiers were so unsuccessful in certain wars is that they were on unfamiliar soil. They were unfamiliar territory. And this is why they say that the war in Vietnam, so many died because of the terrain, because of the ground, the type of land that they were dealing with. And so you can't fight and be successful unless you have an understanding of the territory. Certainly the devil is trying to twist and confuse everything. When gunmen go into places, they are armed. They have on body suits, many of them. They have done their research and they're ready to carry out a mission. Most times they have warned us in one way or the other, or someone recognized that something was just not right about this person. But this person, they're suited up as to not be killed without carrying out their mission. The wiles of the devil are his carefully orchestrated plans. And so I want you to know that the devil has a trick he has not tried. He has a tactic that he has not used. It is carefully designed for each situation and each individual. That's why Jesus said to Peter, when the devil, the enemy desires to sift you as wheat, but I prayed for you. And know today that God, that Jesus still is praying for us. He's seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. When the devil, we have to be careful that the devil does not get a hold of our mind, because when he controls your mind, he controls your body. And we know that we have some issues going on with our family, our friends, and our neighbors, but certainly we have to remember to let this mind be in us that is also in Christ Jesus. Certainly we want a mind of Christ to be like Jesus. In our scripture for today, the Apostle Paul sends a letter to the church at Ephesus. It was Ephesus that John the Revelator would send approval to because the church was able to stand against evil. But he will also send rebuke because they had left their first love. He urged them to repent and to do their first works over. How many of us know that we can do right and still not be on the right side? For the right side is the Lord's side. And you can be working, but working without love. And we all know that food without love is no good. That's why soul food, mama's food, requires not only ingredients, but it requires a sprinkle of love. So the message from the throne was to return to their first love. It's not surprising that both John and Paul would have to Ephesus. Let's check the history of Ephesus. It was a major trading city in the Roman Empire. Ephesus also was one of the seven wonders of the ancient world because it housed the temple of the goddess Artemis. Artemis was the goddess of the hunt, the wilderness, wild animals, nature, vegetation, childbirth, the moon, and chastity. So there was a war going on in Ephesus, and certainly there was a hunt going on. And certainly while the Christians were preaching Jesus Christ and him crucified, while they were preaching salvation, healing, and deliverance, there were those that were mixing, mingling, and watering down the gospel of Jesus Christ. The wiles of the devil are his carefully orchestrated plan. Keep that in mind. And so what would the Lord have us to know through this passage of scripture? That you have to stand up and face the devil head on. And I know we're told not to give the devil much credit, but don't give him credit, but make sure he does know he has to be exposed. Make sure he doesn't go unnoticed, because the newscasters said that they will no longer, in some instances, report stories in the same way when it comes to these types of violence that I was talking about, because they don't want to glorify a shooter because of copycats. And certainly we have to make sure that the devil doesn't produce copycats because we give him too much credit. But we also have to balance that thing out and call an ace an ace, a spade, a devil, and a demon if we're going to fight the armed and dangerous. And if we're going to be armed and dangerous, we've got to have on the word of God. And certainly we have to have the word of God in us. The Bible lets us know that in this, what God gave us in here to fight with, the tools that Paul gives for defense are loins of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, feet shod with the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, and the helmet of salvation. All these things serve as protection. This is the panoplia, the full whole armor. It leaves no part of the body uncovered. It leaves no space for the enemy to creep in. He can't have your heart. He can't have your mind, because God is in control of this battle. His word has I hid in my heart that I might not sin against him. So I am covered today in the truth of Jesus Christ. For the devil was a liar in the beginning, and Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God is in front of you today, people. God is beside you. God is all around us. He's a present help in a time of trouble. God is our all and all. I can play defense. I can play offense, but you will not tackle me today. Devil, you can't tackle me without a fight, for the Bible has given me a sword. And in one sense, it says, we've been told if you live by the sword, you die by the sword. But this isn't any sword. This is the sword of the Spirit. It is the word of God. And in the word of God, I have a hiding place. For God's word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So when the devil comes your way, you got to fight him. You got to fight him with everything that God gave you, with all your might, with all your strength, with every word that God has given you. Continue to fight the good fight of faith. Continue to trust God. No matter what's going on in this world today, Jesus is still the answer. No matter what sickness comes about, Christ is still our healer. No matter what trouble comes our way, he'll be with you in six troubles, and seven shall no evil come nigh you. Trust in God today. Believe in him. Stand on his word. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Today, we want you to be encouraged, knowing that we're throwing out the lifeline to somebody out there, somebody that may be drifting away, somebody that doesn't have on any armor. We want to throw out the lifeline and introduce them to the armor of God. We'll be right back.
Anybody need to throw out the lifeline? Maybe you got a family member on drugs. You got to throw out the lifeline and give. Maybe your daughter is a teenager. She's pregnant. This is not the time to leave her. Church is not the time to leave our young people because of mistakes. Somebody is in need. Somebody has a problem. You had a problem. But somebody threw out the lifeline. Through the last one, I said, someone.
Certainly, we took it back with a remix of Throw Out the Lifeline, Olanda Draper and Associates, way back in the day. Certainly, we are coming down to the close of the hour, and certainly, this is another selection. Shayna Wilson, Give Me You.
Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Lord, give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. 'Cause it's me, oh Lord. I'm on my knees, crying.
hear me, you. Certainly we want more of God, certainly in this day and hour. Certainly we need more of God. Certainly we need to get closer to him in this day. Certainly, and no one that can save you, no one that can heal you, deliver you like he can. Certainly he is the God of all flesh. And certainly we thank God we've come to the close of the hour. And certainly we certainly pray and trust and believe that the word today has fell on good ground. Ephesians 6 and 10. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Listen, when you go out of the house, make sure you've prayed, that you've covered yourself in prayer. Listen, anoint your head with oil. Do whatever you need to do in order to stay covered by the blood of Jesus. And certainly the only place that is safe is in Jesus. And certainly we want the Lord to keep us. The songwriter said, Lord, keep me day by day in a pure and perfect way. And certainly the Lord is the only one that can keep us. We want you to know that if perhaps you missed anything on today, that you can go back and listen here on Blog Talk Radio. And also remember that we are syndicated on Apple iTunes, on Spotify, and on Google Play. Continue to be faithful. Continue to trust. Continue to believe. And know that, listen, God's got it all in control. And I leave you with this as I pray. I'm going to leave with you, Fight On, Apostle Pinckney. I leave you with this prayer on today. Gracious God, our Father, we thank you today for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. We thank you, O God, that you are better to us than we are to ourselves. And God, we've been through some valleys. We've been in some rough places, some hard places. We experienced shame. We experienced guilt. We experienced grief. We've been traumatized by the things that have happened in life. But God, you are our blessed hope. You're able to pick us up, God. We know that you are the one. He that the Son set free is free indeed. You are able to free us today. And God, we thank you, for there is liberty in you. We thank you today for the grace of God, for the peace of God, for the love of God, for the understanding of God, for the salvation of God, for the healing of God. God, we thank you for all things. We thank you for your Son Jesus that came through 42 generations that we might have a right to the tree of life, that we might have life and have it abundantly. And God, everybody that's listening, God, we know that they're able to call on you in the day of trouble, God, and you will answer. And certainly we thank you today that you are God that hears our cry and you hear our call. And God, we pray that you meet every need, have your way in our lives. Bless us in the city, bless us in the field. God, bless us coming in and bless us going out. God, thank you for the testimony that you give to us when you bring us out of a situation. God, we thank you that we have the ability to be living epistles, living witnesses to your power, to the power of God. God, we thank you today. God, until we meet again, we ask that you keep us, protect us, stay the hand of the enemy. We bind the enemy on every hand that came to steal, kill, and destroy. We lose your blessing, your prosperity, your anointing in the name of Jesus. We pray. Thank you, everyone. Every Saturday, 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Remember, until next time, you fight on. God bless you.